Thought for today. I find out what is important to me in life, and I discard the rest. I find out what is important to me in life, and I discard the rest. I find out what's important to me in life, and I discard the rest. Can you do that? Can you really, honestly, truly say that you can do that? Think about it. What's important to you? Let's just say it's important to you to get a college education, all right? You want to get a college education. You want to train yourself to be an architect or something else, but an architect is a good term. And to train yourself to be an architect, you have to take the liberal arts to get your undergraduate work. And then you go into your major, and you major in draftsmanship, you major in drawing, you major in art, because art is very important to be an architect, because you have to have imagination and be creative, and you have to draw trees around your properties and people and things like that. So architects who are artists are very good. Okay. Now, what else would be necessary to be an architect? Well, you should know business, because you're going to deal with people. You're going to sell them your talent. You should know psychology, because if you know psychology, you know how to take care of yourself and keep you happy in your work, even when you have your ups and downs, when you have a lot of clients or not any at all. You know psychology to work with clients who want to do crazy, outlandish things that are totally unacceptable, but they're willing to pay for it. What are you going to do? They want to have the look of Gosmer, the look of nothingness, the look of filminess, just sort of a gown that you can look right through, you know. It just sort of flows in the wind. It has this free aspect to it. They want the building to look like this. And you say to yourself, well, of all the crazy, unimportant things to do, that's it. And then they say, I will pay you to do it. And you say, well, that's a good challenge. So then you begin to be challenged by it. You begin to use your imagination, and you begin to use your artistry. And you say, what effect do they want? They want the effect of etherealness. They want the effect of openness. They want the effect of mystique. They want the effect of magic. My goodness. How does anyone present the effects of all these wonderful things without itself being magic? Well, perhaps that's what it must be, is magic. Now, how are they going to perform this magic? Well, they read Shakespeare's sonnets, and in there they read about the Gosmer gowns and the Gosmer activity. They read science fiction, and they read Star Trek, and they read how these things can be thought illusions. I am. It should appear to be that way, but it can't build it that way, because if you build it that way, it'll fall down. But it has to appear to be nothing, yet it has to be solid as a rock of Gibraltar, so to speak. So you go inside the structure mentally, and you build a solid, wonderful, sustaining structure that's going to hold anything. It will be so strong, it could hold a swimming pool on the top of the building. It'll be so powerful that no wind, no hurricane, no earthquake, no outer force at all could shake it. And yet it has to look like it's tissue paper. It has to look like it's waving in the wind. Can that be? Sure. You take these tall, tall buildings. When the wind blows, the buildings sway. You think, my goodness. Well, the buildings are set to sway to handle 300 mile an hour wind. Now, 300 mile an hour wind is not a normal thing. 50 mile an hour, 60, 90 maybe, but 300, no. It has never been known to blow that fast, the wind. And so if your structure is handling that, then that's understandable. It'll be strong enough. But it has to have the foundation, it has to have the internal structure that's strong enough to do that then. Now, how do we demonstrate this wonderful Gossamer effect? Well, an artist has a Gossamer effect with light playing off of the fabric, making it look like a flag that's flying or flowing. Now, today, this is how it's done. Today, they take glass and they modulate the building with glass. They have glass of various tints so that it would act in the sun or the light as though it were flowing. You know how some pictures are, you walk by the picture and the picture seems to be looking at you no matter how you walk by the picture? Well, that's merely the perception of the artist setting the eyeball in such a way that no matter where you are, it appears to be. That's today. Tomorrow, and our architects are training for this now, tomorrow it is a holism, holographic activity. And the holographic activity allows you to look around all four sides of the building, all sides of the building, however many it may have. A ball would have 360 degrees around it, you know, 360 for the circle. Now, isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating that a year has 365 days in it? And a circle has 360 degrees in it. I mean, you know, when we're thinking of these things, think of them in all of the realms. If you're not educated, if you're not taught to do one thing, what's education supposed to teach you to do? Yeah, that's the ultimate. But education is to teach you to think. Yeah, the ultimate of education is to realize that you already know it all and that you're merely revealing it to yourself. And, of course, the way to reveal it to yourself is to start thinking to yourself, to start listening within. Okay. So you have this student who wants to become an architect. He takes psychology, he takes art, he takes sociology because it's a people thing. He's got to know how people respond to things. He goes into the high technology of science, which goes far beyond the normal physical expression into the Euclidean and Einsteinian type of theories, where you have the flowing ebb and flow of the universal surface of all of their wonderful depth of consciousness things. Now, you see, if you're going to be an architect, you can be a very famous architect, very wealthy. You can build very substantial buildings. But the architect who builds those buildings is not content. He goes home after a hard day's work of just plugging along, plugging in the artistic and the limiting aspects of artistry. And then another artist, one like Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank Lloyd Wright did his a little different. He wanted his buildings to look as though they were emerging from the ground itself, as though they were mountains rising, as though they were hiding into the hills, like the lady painting the Indians and the horses behind the trees. Frank Lloyd Wright wanted to have everything be sort of right with nature. And he succeeded very nicely. Many of the places that he built in Wisconsin I'm aware of, and they're very nicely done. Now, he didn't build those things because he was just thinking of sticks, building, stress, structure, strain, forces of nature, fire. He thought of all those things too, but he thought first, here is nature. Here is nature, and you want nature to flow. You want your building to look like it's flowing with nature. I took the first course in, what do we take it? Access yesterday, Microsoft Access. And it was the beginner's course. And the instructor said to all of us, especially to one lady, he said, this access will afford you no value at all. First, you have to have a sheet of paper and a pencil. And you have to determine what kind of a form you want, what kind of a layout you want. What do you want it to tell you? How do you want it to be available to you to tell it to you? So first you take this sheet of paper and you lay it out and you design the form and you design little square boxes for information and what type of information you want. What type of information do you want next to others? Then he said, this should all be linked together. So that if one change is made one place, it will affect all of the others. And then he said something which startled me and yet was very true. He said, never delete a file. Just go on. Never delete a file. Because if you delete a file and it's linked together with other files, the other files are going to be looking for that file that you have deleted, and that file may have been pivotal in telling the other files how to do whatever it's supposed to do. You don't delete the file, you make it inactive by not using it, but the file is still there. It has the capacity to have an infinite number of files. So you don't delete it, because if you delete it, it's like saying, Sylvia ordered 50 pairs of socks, she ordered 10 cars, she ordered 12 houses, and she ordered whatever. And then Anita is the supplier, and she's supplying those 10 socks, this 10, the houses, the cars, and stuff. And then Ingeborg is the supplier for Anita, of the materials with which Anita makes these things that she's going to supply for Sylvia. And then Ellen is the shipper, and she's the one who's going to transfer these things from the factories where Anita's materials are being put into form for the cars and the buildings and what have you. So the order is there, and it's paid for, and so Sylvia moves out of the country. She goes off to the moon. She's going to have her home on the moon now. Well, she doesn't expect those things to be delivered to her on the moon. So she cancels the order. Now, if at the moment Sylvia cancels the order, her form is canceled, then there's nobody to check back. Anita says, I don't remember getting that order. And so she checks back, and there's no Sylvia anymore. She's a ghost. And so here Anita is with all this material that's already paid for. So what's she going to do with all these cars and houses and other things? And she's going to have to just sell them or something, you know, or use them or whatever. And then Sylvia comes back from the moon. And so Sylvia comes back from the moon, and she says, now, where are my cars and my houses that I paid for? And Sylvia's, Anita says, well, I sold them because you weren't existing anymore. She says, you had no right to do that. You had no authority to change the program I put in motion. The links that I drew up, you cannot change those links unless each is changed with my authority, with my password, and with my code, you see? So nothing can be changed, nothing can be made any different. Now, you see, just in this access, just in this, what do we call that? Just in this database alone, it's so complex and so beautiful and such a fabulous structure that you have to make it very carefully, because if it is to do all the things it is to do, it is amazing what it can do. It is amazing. And he told me all sorts of things about drop downs. He told me all sorts of things about new ways of doing things that stay right within the thing. There's nothing to drop down. It pops right out of the symbols itself. Many wonderful things that are coming up that were not done 5 years ago or 10 years ago. So I find out what is important to me in life, and I discard the rest. So you want to become an architect. You have plenty of things to keep you busy. If you want to become an architect that fulfills you, if you want to become an architect that fulfills the architectural board, then there are only certain requirements. If you want to become a medical doctor that fulfills the requirements of the medical board, then that's different. But if you want to become a well-rounded, fully supportive being, then what do? Then you see all the ramifications that there is to what you want to be, what's important to you in life, what is it that's your goal, how do you want to accomplish anything, what do you want to do, what do you want to be, you see. And when you are doing that, what happens? You open yourself up to so many beautiful things. Now, what is going to help you to become an accomplished college graduate? Belonging to a sorority or fraternity, that's going to help you. Going out every night to parties, that's going to help you. Sleeping all day long, that's going to help you. Begging your dad for money all the time, that's going to help you. Taking every vacation you can possibly take instantly, that's going to help you. Running off, getting tired of following your dream, and then jumping into another dream, and then into another dream, and then into another dream. You see, find out what's important to you in life, and go for it. And be the very best that you can, and discard the rest. Because there will be many things that will come to you that say to you, hey, let's go do this. That's important. That's fun. And if you go and do it, you'll have lots of fun. You'll find it very enjoyable. But you are the ones who have set your dream for yourself. You are the ones who said you want to accomplish certain goals. You want your doctor's degree. You want your master's degree. You want your bachelor's. You want to be an accomplished, whatever it is in whatever field you're going for. You want to be an accomplished architect. You want to be the best architect. So while you're in college, associate with the type of architectural firms that appeal to you. Associate with Frank Lloyd Wright's firm. Associate with whatever the firms are that are available, that are doing fantastic things. Now, have you ever seen the theater down in Sydney, Australia? What's the name of that, Ellen?
The Opera House.
The Opera House is another name for it. Have you ever seen the Opera House, if not in fact, in pictures? What does it say to you? It says, hey, this is class. This is magic. This is a lot of wasted concrete, a lot of wasted space. This is a lot of wasted activity. This is a lot of flutes and stuff that serve no practical purpose. What practical purpose do they serve? the eye, the heart, the emotions. Everyone who looks at the Sydney Opera House thinks that's the Sydney Opera House. It's sort of echoing its magic out over the bay. It is the symbol for Sydney. There are many people in Sydney who would like to say other things as a symbol too, but that's the symbol for Sydney. You say, you show a picture, that's the Sydney Opera House. Anybody, anywhere in the world, they would know that's the Sydney Opera House because it is their symbol. And it is a beautiful thing to see. Ellen and I went there one evening to watch an opera, and Così fan tutte, I believe, yes. And we saw, it was beautiful. Not the opera itself was okay, but the whole hall was beautiful. And there were many beautiful auditoriums in there with many beautiful activities all going on at the same time. It was a magical place. Why was it magical? Because a magical man created it. He had a vision of how this could be done. Everyone who goes in there feels uplifted immediately. Everyone who goes in there feels like this is something special. Now you see, that is finding out what's important to you in life. That architect, he had to build ordinary buildings in the beginning, but that didn't stop him. He got himself some clients who said, dream, let your imagination flow. Follow whatever the dream is in your heart and go for it. Now, if he hadn't prepared himself, I don't know what his background was, but I quite imagine he was not one of those who was out drinking every night. He was not one of those who did not like his studies. I don't imagine he was one of those who was complaining about his professors and saying they're not good enough. I imagine, and I would say this for several people who have done beautiful things, I would imagine they complained there weren't enough hours in the day to do all the things they wanted to do and learn all the things they wanted to learn. Now I have set up in the next 2 months 11 one-day courses for me, learning on the computer, learning the various aspects of the computer, learning all these things, and I probably will do a few more too. But why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Here I am, 25 years old, and going to school and learning these things. I should know all these things already. Well, these are new upgrades in the fields. These are new aspects of the field. Some of them are old, but basically they're new to me. They're new to me because I had never been challenged with them before. And now I'm challenged with them. Now I am challenged with the database because my webman tells me that he cannot make my address book in IceWarp to be alphabetical, that it has to be confusing. Every new name is stuck on the end, regardless of what it is. And I said, I will not accept that. He said, well, I could put it in a database. I said, do it. He says, yes, I will do it, and I'll have it done for you in a week. Well, that was 3 or 4 months ago. I will do it myself. I will do all these things myself. I have asked for them to be done. I have paid for them to be done, and they haven't been done. So I will do them myself because I want them done. I have asked him to make my confidential student card, and I have asked for that since 1983, and it hasn't been done. I have put top brains to work on doing it, and each brain burned out. It's interesting, but I will persist, and we have it going now. It's not perfect, but it'll be perfect by the time I get done. Because I'm going to take this course, and I am going to be able to make changes. Then, we have our web page, and on the web page are things occasionally that I don't like, or things that I do like, and I would like to immediately make a change on it. So I am studying front page, which is the technique to make the changes. It's a two 1 day course, or three, 2 days, I think. And after those 2 days, I will be comfortable with Front Page. I've already made changes, but I've never been sure I did the right thing. But now I will be sure that I'm doing the right thing. And I am taking other courses which are going to be equally wonderful and equally beneficial and equally turn me on. And in the middle, at the peak of my career here, you might say, I have chosen to bring Macintosh, Apple, into our life. And here I'm bringing a whole new program of how to do things into my life. Why would I do that? Why not just stay with PC, that's a personal computer that is, I've known and loved and used very well for all these years? Why don't I just stay there? Well, the Apple Macintosh is going to cause me to see with different eyes. It already has with the machinery I have and the screen I have. It's going to cause me to see with a different imagination. It's caused me to believe in myself and not just run to somebody else and say, would you help me with this? But that's what's coming from there. And that's wonderful. I find out what is important in life. Well, now, are those things important? Yes and no. What is important is what I believe and what I teach. But that is the technique by which I present to the world what I teach, what I think, and what I believe. I have set all of my books in type, basically, up to date. The major books. Now it's time to set them in type again. And I set them in type with the IBM ESC typewriter, and you set one line, you press a button, and then it justifies it. You set another line, press the button, and justifies it. Now, and I wrote the book and typed the book and did everything all in the same operation, which was fairly decent. And now we have techniques where you just think the book virtually onto paper, and there it is. We'll have those things too. They're in the offing. And my dream is to share my philosophy, to share what I believe, to share what turns on my heart. And if I need to use radio to do that, if I need to use telephones to do that, or television to do that, if I need to go and speak to colleges and universities and seminars all over the world, I'll do that. Whatever it takes to create the University of Healing, I'll do that. The University of Philosophy, I'll do that. Church of God Unlimited, I'll do that. The Absolute Monastery, I'll do that. The School of the Master, I'll do that. All of these things. We say, well, gee, none of those things are terribly big. No, but they're all perfect. They're all perfect. And every day, each one is becoming more and more strengthened. It's each day, each one is becoming more and more popular. All the books are just about written for the University of Philosophy. The last textbook is still got a little more to be written, but they're coming along just fine. They're doing just beautiful. All of these things are getting done very nicely and very wonderfully. And everything that I have a dream, I find out what's important to me in life, and then I go do it. I wrote the books. I love it. Now, the architect, he wants to have a Gossamer effect, so he has many colored windows, and the windows seem to be sailing. They seem to be flying. Some windows he wants to use to advertise what's going on in the casino, so he uses it as a gigantic TV screen. And so here, people on the inside look out the window and they see the landscape. People on the outside look at the window and they see a TV screen. Interesting. Who thought of that idea? Who thought of that wonderful idea, you know? But it works, doesn't it? It really works. I find out what's important to me in my life, and then I discard the rest. It's not a matter of discarding the rest. I take the 24 hours of my day, and I apply them diligently to whatever it is that makes me happy, and then I go for it. What makes you happy in your life? What is your dream? What is your goal for yourself? If you haven't figured it out, that's okay. Just keep looking. Keep looking and keep probing and keep experimenting. But when you find what your dream is, stop and follow it and build on it and watch the magic of it as it becomes the most happy thing you could ever want for yourself in your life. And that's my thought for you today, because I love you so very much.